Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Happy Friday, Pastor Wayne here at thesecondadam.tv, Straight Talk with Wayne. I pray this week our articles, our prophetic words, I pray these podcasts have been a blessing to you. Listen to me. I want to talk about discipleship today. Discipleship, I'm going to be brief with this. I want you to grab a hold of it. Discipleship will change you, but it will cost you. Discipleship will change you, but it will cost you. Now, I've heard that before. It will cost you. And so many times we've painted an image in our mind of what it'll cost. I remember asking the Lord before, show me what it'll cost, Lord. I keep hearing how it'll cost you. And if you want to move in signs and wonders, you want to move closer to God, it's going to cost you. I remember crying out at God at the altar. And I said, if you want me to know what it's going to cost, tell me. Then how can I rightly judge whether or not I want to pay for this? Come on, Jesus said count the cost if I don't know what the cost is. So I want to help you with that today. The cost is letting go. The first cost is letting go of your pride. What does pride do? Pride holds on to belief that you held on to forever because that's the way it is. That's what the Word of God says. That's what my preacher said. Amen. Or maybe that's what I've preached in the past. And you hold on to that because you preached it, you believe it's gospel. Because you preached it, you believe that's the way it has to be. Can you let go of the preconceived notions, ideas, ideologies, beliefs, political beliefs, whatever it may be, that you may walk into the fullness of God? Discipleship. Being discipled by Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, listen to me. Let me just give you some ideas here. Well, let's talk about politics. Look, Holy Spirit, you know my beliefs on politics. You know what I believe and why I believe. If I'm right, Father God, then help me to speak it when it needs to be spoken, to vote when I need to vote. If I'm wrong, will you correct me? Holy Spirit, you know what it is, what my beliefs about church, denomination, non-denomination, different sects, different, you know, this sect over here, this sect over there, what it is, Father God, if I am right, then Lord, thank you, and burn that within me, deep within my soul, and help me to be the leader I'm called to be. But if I'm wrong, Lord, show me. Holy Spirit, when it comes to love and relationships and marriage and all of that, when it comes to that, when it comes to sexual preferences and lifestyles, when it comes to that, Lord, you know what I believe. You know it better than I do. And if I'm right, Lord, then give me the boldness to speak. Give me the love to show to people. But if I'm wrong, Lord, will you show me? Father, Lord, when it comes to finances, you know what I need, you know what I have, what I don't have, you know my beliefs on it. And Lord, if I'm believing right, Lord, then thank you and show me and just impress upon me more, make it brighter, more powerful. But if I'm wrong, will you show me? And go through every area of your life. First, discipleship. Do not just be discipled. Listen to me. This is going to be a strong message here for just a moment. Do not be discipled only by man, because man can lead you astray. Listen, I believe in mentorship. I believe in discipleship. I believe in impartation. Hallelujah. But at the same time, go back to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, is this you? Is this in you right now? Is this for me right now? Do you know with the web, with all of the courses and books and seminaries and, within just here in Wilmington, North Carolina, so many different churches, so many different beliefs, so many different areas I could study. But I say, Lord, what do you have for me now? Where is your heart now? Can you do that? Can you say, Lord, where are you? Where am I at? And take time. This will take time. Discipleship doesn't come just by a prayer and moving on. You spend the time with the Father. You spend time with the Father. And you ask Him. I've come to the Lord so many times about divorce and remarriage. I came to Him about alcohol consumption, whether it was a sin or not. I've come to Him about about grace. I've come to Him about legalism. I've come to Him about different lifestyles. We want to talk about sexuality and things that are preached and lived today and have been for years. And Lord, is this right? Is this wrong? Where's Your heart upon this? And so I come to the Lord. And listen, I'm coming to the Lord now about eschatology. eschatology, about the end times, and what does that mean? And I come, listen, there's things that sometimes I heard and I believed and I didn't believe, or maybe I heard, I'm not sure, but I didn't feel like it was my time to study that, or my time to receive even revelation from that. So I said, Lord, what do you want to share with me today? See, it's about a personal discipleship, not studying the word only, not studying a book only. But what is the Lord speaking to you about? Grabbing that personal discipleship. Amen and amen. Listen, guys, I pray this word has been a blessing to you. Check yourself. Check yourself. Amen. Check yourself. Let the Holy Spirit disciple you. The cost is letting go of preconceived notions. The cost is letting go of your dreams for His. I honor every one of you. I bless you. I love every one of you. Thank you for being a partner. For those who've partnered with us, if you haven't partnered yet, I'll say it again. Jump on board. Jump on board at thesecondadam.com/partner. I honor you. I bless you. This is Pastor Wayne, and I believe in you because I believe in the Jesus Christ in you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. And be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.